home draw, David, against a non-Premiership side. You can't ask for much more, can you?
Well, I suppose on paper you can, Joel. Very pleasing that you're at home. That always helps. But ironically, we played against Portadown in a pre-season friendly. And I can tell you, it was very, very, very tough. So I know Niall Curry will have his troops well prepared, and it'll be exactly like during the week when we played Knockbreda. People thought it was going to be easy and straightforward. It was not that. Knockbreda did tremendously well during the week, and maybe just a little bit of seniority then cut us through. But I am pleased that we're home, and we're looking forward to the game.
You enjoyed the opportunity, obviously, to defend the trophy that you won last season, and you got it up and running, and you got the first win of the season, and you were able to build on that then again today?
Yes, well, we knew today was going to be very, very difficult. When you see the name Rory Donnelly and Joe Gormley coming up against you, you think, my goodness gracious me, and Barry Gray has recruited very well. And there's talent right throughout that Cliftonville team. So we knew it was going to be tight, we knew it was going to be tough. And I just asked the players to work very, very hard. I asked them to be disciplined. I asked them to concentrate. And I suppose there's three or four incidences, Joel, which really summed the game up for me. You know, Conor Brennan, you had only two or three saves to make, but my goodness gracious me, were they fantastic saves. There was a last-ditch tackle by Johnny Flynn near the end where I thought, will he reach it? And he got there. There's another situation where Cahir Free sprinted the length of the pitch to sort of to cover at the back post. And then you have Willie Faulkner and Steve McCulloch then doing their job at corner kicks and heading off the line. So all of that was great. And when you put all of that in the mix and effort and as I say, hard work, and then we get Emmett's claiming, well, it obviously was his goal, but...
His first two touches, I think. His first touch was the header that leads to the corner, and his second touch is the touch that takes it past the goalkeeper into the net.
Yes, he's
super sub.
Well, I'm taking the credit because even though big Kyle Owens was injured, I thought it was maybe best to take him on. No, it was one of those ones, Joel, that one goal was going to be the difference. And for me, to obviously get the 3 points is great. But actually, for Ballymena to have nil against them, like we are the modern-day Newcastle United.
I was going to say, I think that's a third clean sheet in the league in 2017. But it did have a feeling of what one goal's going to win this game.
It was very nip and tuck. It was very, very tight, and people were always looking for that little opening.
And two teams who really wanted to get a first league win. Well, obviously Cliftonville won the first day of the season, but the form has dipped since then. You were looking for a first league win, and it was that sort of tension around the place where everybody just wants to get back on track.
Tension and probably desperation, Joel. For ourselves, we had a pretty tough start. When you think we've had Crusaders, we had Carrick away from home, obviously, with David McAlinden coming in and a rake of new players. And then we've got Glenavon here, and then we're away to Linfield, and then Cliftonville. It's not the easiest run, if you like. But as I keep saying, any game is a difficult game in the Irish League. So I suppose it really doesn't matter in some ways. And I'm counteracting what I've just said. But it's been a challenging start. And I think probably the biggest challenge is the players having done so very well last year and achieved last year, and obviously the season starting off with Europe, had to realise it's back down to the bread and butter of the Irish League, and that's about working hard, being committed and giving your all, and concentrating and being disciplined. And today we got all of that, and very pleased.
Just finally, Joe McKinney had to go off with an injury. How's he and Johnny McMurray close to being back in the frame?
Johnny will be a wee while. He'll be at least 3 weeks, we would think. We're not going to rush him. He has a little groin injury, and they were just taking our time. And I suppose my mantra has always been is that if I look after the players off the pitch, they'll look after me on the pitch. So we're not going to rush Joseph or any of the other injured players. It'll just take time. As I say, Joseph got an awful clatter, and I mean an awful clatter. It was actually a tackle which wasn't a free kick given against, and it surprised me a bit. But he's been in the wars, but he's rather sore at the moment.